Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord. This is why I love my Jesus. This is why I love him so. When the band was playing that piece just a second ago, I asked myself a question, as I would ask you this morning. Why do you love Jesus? This is why I love my Jesus. Why do you love your Jesus this morning? It's a good thought. It's a good question to ask. Why do you love the Lord? Yes, that's a good response. God is a loving God, a forgiving God, a receiving, accepting God, a merciful God. He's a friend. He's our Redeemer. He's our Lord. There's so many reasons why we can love our Jesus this morning. And I trust that as we come together in worship, that in giving thought to that question, that at the end of the service, you without a doubt will say, this is why I love my Jesus. We're going to share in a responsive reading from Psalm chapter 37 this morning. Your part is very simple. Very simple. Just four words, and they're the same all the way through. And it says, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong, for like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. And together, trust in the Lord and do good. And may God bless that word this morning. We're going to stand together. Let's sing a couple of choruses. The first chorus I'd like for us to sing this morning is, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, the second part of this chorus says, these are my friends that the Lord has given. And what I'd like for us to do is interact a little bit this morning. So look to your neighbor, to your right, to your left. Move about if you so wish. Greet one another in the name of the Lord this morning. So let's sing together. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Let's sing it together. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. Let's start together by singing, or continue together in worship by singing this song, Give Us a Day of Wonders. Jehovah, bear thine arm, pour out thy Holy Spirit, make known thy healing balm. Give blessings without number, supply us from thy store. Dear Savior, richly bless us, baptize us, fill through your presence more and more. Let's sing the first two verses together with the help of the band this morning as well. Give courage for the battle. Give strength thy foes to slay. Give light to cheer the darkness. Give grace from day to day. Give rest amid life's conflict. Give peace when lions roar. Give faith to fight with patience till fighting days are o'er. The final verse together, please. Seated. If you have a Bible with you this morning, I do invite you to turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. If not, it will be up on the screen. You can certainly follow along there as well. Philippians, chapter 3, starting at verse 7 down to verse 16. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participate in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. And so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Now that I have already obtained all this, I have already arrived at my goal. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has called me heavenward, or for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of this then, who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. And may God bless the reading of his word this morning. Well, I want to share with you a few announcements this morning. Diane is not here with us, so I step in this morning to share these announcements with you. So here it is. Look to the back of your bulletin. Right. There it is, outlined for you. All right. Remember the picnic on Fridays. If you'd like to come out to the picnic on Fridays, they're having wonderful times there at the picnic. The weather's been fantastic there, and the fellowship has been good as well. Just keep that in mind. The 28th. Keep this date in mind as well. We're going to be outside on the 28th of July. We're going to have an outdoor service followed by a barbecue. So make that a point in your calendar to come out on the 28th for the outdoor service and then the barbecue to follow. If you're interested in women's camps, I do have more information on the women's camps in regards to mobility and activities that are happening. So if you want to know about that, just come see me and I'll print off the activities and so on. So that is there, and also the men's camp. Men, if you're interested in attending the men's camp, just follow the links that are provided and you'll be able to register for these camps. Now, over the course of the last week, Harold's been outside and he's been straightening up, you know, those concrete partitions, you know, that's there in the parking lot. He's asked me to advise you, don't bump into them. They're too hard to put back in place. So he's been working on that the last week. So just be mindful that when you're backing up going forward, try to avoid hitting these concrete slabs that are in the parking lot, because once they move, they're hard to put back in place, okay? Don't know who's doing that, but anyways, if you are, you may be using it as a marker, I don't know, but nonetheless, try to avoid them as best as possible. I know that at the beginning of the service, we noted and even in our bulletin, we noted some birthdays and anniversaries, but we do have a person that's here with us today that's having a birthday. Gwen's birthday is today. I see the 14th, so happy birthday to you, Gwen. And have a good day. Ernie, treat her well on this, her birthday. All right, you have my permission to do that. We're going to ask now that for Kister and Catherine to come forward to receive our morning offerings. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy and the privilege that we have to come into this place of worship this morning. And God, I pray now that as we receive our tithes and offerings, we pray, oh God, that we give from a place that you've provided. And that, Father, as we give out of a cheerful heart. Lord, bless these, your givers. May these monies be used for the further extension of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. A chorus. I'd like for us to share together a song, a chorus that says, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Let's sing it together.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Let us pray together. Father, I pray that as we gather together this morning, as we gather together for worship, as we gather together to give and to receive, we ask, O God, that this morning in a very real and powerful and in a very effective way, that God, that you will come into this place. I know that you're here, but Lord, the invitation to come into the hearts of your people. God, I pray that today we're having a good day. We're having a blessed day. We're having a feel-good day. And God, I pray that this morning as we gather together, we have and know the joy of the Lord. And God, as we come this morning in worship, we also come, Father, in faith, in asking, in believing, in knowing that you are a God who hears and answers prayers. And so, Father, I pray that this morning you will hear the prayers of our hearts. Because, God, all of us, though we may be feeling good this morning and feeling well, all of us, we have individuals, circumstances that are heavy upon our heart for loved ones, for friends, for circumstances. God, I pray first this morning for our loved ones. God, for those who are not well within the body, those who are fighting battles of sickness, we pray, God, your strength to be upon them today. For those who grieve in their spirits over loss of loved ones, we pray, God, that you will minister unto their hearts. God, we pray this morning for circumstances and situations that not only encompass our communities, our country, but Lord, our world. Lord, as we watched the news yesterday about the attempt of assassinating Donald Trump, we pray, God, for world peace. We pray for peace amongst people. We pray, God, that all the animosity and the anger and the hatred and the jealousy will be all removed. And that people will love each other as you first loved us. May they know Jesus. May we know Jesus and follow his path and his direction in life. God, we pray for our service this morning. We know, God, what we've entered into this place already today, and we felt your presence. We thank you for every aspect of how this service has gone thus far. But God, we continue to pray that your will be done in our lives today, that everything we do, everything we say, will be done for your glory and for your honor. So Lord, just bless us this morning. Bless these, your people, in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Well, you'll note in your bulletin there that on the order of service that I have a scripture shower. Now, I'm not asking for showers of rain, but I'm asking for showers of scripture. Now, I had done up about 20 or so scripture slips that some of you may have received. All of you may have not got one, but if you think of a scripture you'd like to share with us this morning, then by all means, share that scripture verse with us. One of the themes of the scripture verses that I've handed out has to do with summer or sunshine. And you'll hear that theme coming through. But if there's a verse of scripture that the Lord has placed upon your heart that you'd like to share with us as a congregation this morning, please do. We're going to sing together the song 314 that says, "There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above." Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. And perhaps a verse of scripture this morning is exactly what we need to hear. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Now, to make things a little simpler, I always know that when you're sitting, it's always hard to get up to share. So I'm going to ask you to stand for the first verse at least. We'll sing the first verse, and then if you have a sheet of paper, or if there's a scripture verse that the Lord has placed upon your heart to share with us this morning, by all means, do so. Let's sing the first verse together in the chorus. Okay, who'll be the first to share?
The light is pleasant and it is good for the eyes to see the sun. Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and yet do not sin, do not let the sun go down in your anger.
Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing is withheld from those who walk uprightly.
Psalm 113:3, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord be praised.
Matthew 13:43. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear.
Genesis 1:16. God made two great lights, the greater light to cause the day, and the lesser light to darken the night. He also made the stars.
Isaiah 60:20. Your sun will no longer set, nor will your moon wane. For you will have the Lord for an everlasting life, and the days of your mourning will be over.
Isaiah 13:26. The light of morning is the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be 7 times brighter. The light of 7 days on the day the Lord stands up and the rapture of his people, and heals the wounds.
The Lord's own evening, when the path of the dust is as the shining light, that setting forth and more unto the perfection.
Let's sing the second verse. This is great. This is great. You're not giving me an opportunity. Sometimes I've been in sharing times of testimonies where you've just had to sing a person to testify or share. This is great, so I enjoy it. But let's sing the second verse, and then we'll continue in this time of sharing together. Standing. If you want to sit, you're certainly welcome to sit, but let's continue sharing together.
Jeremiah 31:35. Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day, and the fixed order of the moon and the stars for light by night? Who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar? The Lord of hosts is his name.
Yep.
Matthew 5:45. So that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
Isaiah 18:4. For the Lord has told me this, I will watch quietly from my dwelling place, as quietly as the heat rises on a summer day, or as the morning dew forms during the harvest.
Malachi 1:11. For from the rising sun of the sun to its setting to my name will be great among the nations. And in every place incense will be offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Revelation 21:23, and the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine upon it. The glory of the Lord has illumined it, and the lamp is the lamp.
Job 8:16, he thrives before the sun, and his shoots spread out over his garden.
Proverbs 4:18, but the path of the righteousness is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day.
Habakkuk 3:4. His radiance is like the sunlight. He has rays flashing from his hand, and there is the hiding of his power.
Isaiah 60:19. No longer will you have the sun for light by day,
Nor the brightness will the moon give you light, but you will have the Lord for an everlasting light, and your God for your glory.
Psalm 19:6, its rising is from one end of the heavens, and its circuit to the other end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat.
Revelations 22, verse 5, and there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever.
Isaiah 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Psalm 37 and 6, he will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the new day.
You know, the Word of God is rich in information. It's rich in the blessings. And I thank everyone who shared this morning in these verses of Scripture to remind us that God is a God of light, that God is radiant, that God is overall, that God is our God who is omnipotent and all-knowing and all-seeing. So let's sing the final verse together of this song. I don't want to leave anyone out, so if there's another one or two who would like to share a scripture, I don't know if all the scriptures that I handed out have been used or not, but I just want to give that last opportunity.
Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Micah 6, 11. And what doth the Lord require of thee? Except to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
Yeah. Okay, let's sing the final verse together, please. There shall be showers of... Thank you. Now, Gwen, we get to that psalm. Since the Lord redeemed us from the power of sin, since his Spirit sealed us other lives to win, grace enough is given that we may endure and we prove the promises of God are sure. All the promises of God are sure. Through the ages shall their truth endure. Hallelujah. To the heart that's pure, all the gracious promises of God are sure. Let's sing the first two verses together. What the Lord ordaineth will be for the best. Just to trust and follow him is perfect rest. Never really fails if our faith is pure. For we know the promises of God are sure. Oh, the promises of God are sure. Third verse says, hope will give us courage. In the darkest night, faith and love will make the heavy burden light. Let us then be cheerful and our hearts assure that the gracious promises of God are sure. The final verse together, please.
Lord, will give us courage in the darkest night. Faith and love will make the heavy burden light. Let us then be cheerful and our hearts assured that the gracious promises of God are sure. All the promises of God are sure. Through the ages shall be free and pure. Hallelujah, to the heart that's pure. All the gracious promises of God are sure.
Let us pray together. God, our Father, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that today you are here amongst your people. You are blessing us. You're strengthening us. And God, I pray that we will allow you this morning to come into our hearts. Lord, if there's anything in our lives today that's unlike you, oh God, I pray that we will be a people who are humble and sincere enough to say, Lord, I failed you, I've sinned against you, forgive me, Lord. And we know that you will receive us unto yourself. God, just bless your word at this moment. I pray the words that have been prepared for this day will be the words that you would want me to share with these your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, a young soldier and his commanding officer got on a train together. The only available seats were across from a very attractive woman who was traveling with her grandmother. As they engaged in pleasant conversation, the soldier and the young woman kept eyeing one another. The attraction was obviously mutual. Suddenly, the train went into a tunnel, and the car became pitch black. Immediately, two sounds were heard: the smack of a kiss and the whack of a slap across the face. The grandmother thought, I can't believe he kissed my granddaughter, and I'm glad she slapped him across the face. The commanding officer thought, I don't blame the boy for kissing the girl. but it's a shame that she missed his face and hit mine instead. The young girl thought, I'm glad he kissed me, but I wish my grandmother hadn't slapped him for doing it. And as the train broke into the sunlight, the soldier could not wipe the smile off his face. He had seized the opportunity to kiss a pretty girl and to slap his commanding officer and had gotten away with both. The young soldier knew how to seize the opportunity. In the same way, I like to think that for us, we need to take advantage of every opportunity that comes our way to fulfill our purpose in life in service to Jesus Christ. And that in all that we do and in all that we say, it is for His honor and for His glory. Unfortunately, though, there are times, many times, we get so caught up in the details of everyday-to-day living that we just don't seize the time to seize the moment. We may have deadlines, we may have commitments, we may have problems, we may have priorities, we may have distractions and obstacles. And though we really want more fulfillment from each day, it doesn't seem that it's within our grasp to hold it just for a moment. I think I can be truthful in saying that no one wants to live life on just average. We want more. We want more fulfillment. We want more joy. We want to be more satisfied at the end of our day. I'm sure that we all want our lives to be full and prosperous. And I believe for a moment this morning that this was and is the philosophy of Paul, not only in his life, but what he wanted to convey to his readers. And within Philippians chapter 3, I believe that through the words he shares with us this morning, he puts it within our grasp. And within chapter 3, Paul describes his own philosophy of life, of seizing the day, of seizing the moment in service for Jesus. And so in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 16, I believe that Paul shows us three simple ways in how we can make our life feel more fulfilled in our relationship with Jesus Christ. First of all, find your purpose. Find your purpose. If I were to ask you this morning in this building, within this room, what do you feel is your purpose? What would you say? What is your purpose in life? I would probably get a whole list of answers. Be a good wife, be a good husband, be a good mother, be a good father, to do my job better, to be a better teacher, to be a better nurse, to be a better salesperson, and the list can go on and on. And these answers would be good, but I like to think that these answers are only secondary. The question is, what is your primary purpose in life, your purpose in life? What is your reason for living? Everything created by God is created for a purpose. A reason for existing. Rick Warren said this, Being successful and fulfilling your life's purpose are not at all the same thing. You can reach all your personal goals, become a raving success by the world's standard, and still miss your purpose in this life. In verse 10 and 11, Paul stated his reason for living. And he said, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. The chorus says, Jesus, I long to be like you, loving in every way. Jesus, I need to be like you. Please hear me as I pray. It says, you are my pattern for living. Your way of life is my goal. Transform my life from within, Lord, under the Spirit's control. Orson Swett Marden said, there's no greater sight in the world than that of a person fired with great purpose, dominated by one unwavering aim. If this statement describes any person here today, then we should certainly be learning to seize each moment and every moment. And so Paul says, as he reminded himself, as he would remind us this morning, purpose. Find your purpose. What is your purpose in service to Jesus Christ? Because everything else is secondary. There's a second step Paul shows us in Philippians chapter 3 in developing the ability to seize the moment or to seize the day. He says we must forget the past. Sometimes we like to think, well, I've accomplished great things in the past. Why should I forget it? There's things there that I want to hold on to. There are memories there that I want to hold on to. But Paul says forget the past. In verse 13, he says, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Now, there are two elements of the past that we must forget. First, forget the bad. Well, that's easy to do. I can forget the bad. There are things that are bad that I just don't want to remember and hold on to. Paul's past wasn't a great past. He had tortured, he had murdered many innocent people. He had caused a lot of pain, done much damage for the cause of Christ. But now he was faced with a choice. He could either dwell on his mistakes, dwell on his failures, let them ruin his life, have no chance for effective ministry, or he could forget all about them and move on with his life. And just like Paul had a choice, and we know that Paul certainly had forgot his past, the wrongdoings of his past, we too have a choice to make. How many of us are holding on to things that we should let go? How many of us are holding on to the idea that someone has wronged me? How can I let go? A circumstance has defined me. How can I let it go? Paul reminds us to let go of the bad. If you want to be effective, if you want to seize the day for Christ, you have to let it go. You had to let it go. You know the saying, we have to forgive and we have to forget. We have to let it go. Steve Marshall said, it doesn't matter what you did or where you were. It matters where you are and what you're doing. Get out there, sing the song in your heart, and never let anyone shut you up. Isaiah 43, verse 25 says, I, even I, am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Now, in forgetting the past, we must not only forget the bad, but we must forget the good. Let me explain. I like to think that up to today, I've done some good things. And made differences in people's lives. But the reality is this, many people zero in on one period of time in their life and spend the rest of their lives trying to relive the past. Maybe it was in high school, maybe it was in university, maybe it was when you first got married, maybe it was when your kids were young. I've heard so many people say, remember the good old days. Yeah, but they're in the past. They're in the past. Paul knew that a good past was not enough to guarantee a meaningful future. Verse 4 to 7, Paul says, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Paul was saying, I will not live in the past, whether it was bad or whether it was good. My reason for living is to be like Jesus. And that means moving forward. Whatever happened yesterday, good or bad, is now history. He says, I will live for Jesus today. I will make a difference today. I cannot live on my accomplishments from yesterday. One thing we can know for certain is this. God never consults your past to determine your future. As good or as bad the past may have been, Paul reminds us to leave it there and to press forward, to press forward. The third thing found in these scriptures to help us have a fuller, more meaningful life is face the present. In verse 13, Paul says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. It is easy to live in the past, and it is easy to dream away the future. Wayne Dyer said, when you dance, Your purpose is not to get to a certain place on the floor. It's to enjoy each step along the way. In the 11th chapter of John, there's a story I believe most of us are familiar with. It's a story where Jesus' good friend, Lazarus, dies. When Jesus arrived at the tomb, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Lazarus' sister Martha came to Jesus and spoke that classic phrase used by many people, "if only." She said, "Jesus, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." And Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise again." Martha began dreaming about the future and said, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day." She knew Jesus had the power in the past, and she knew that he would have the power in the future. But Martha, like so many of us, at times failed to realize the power of the present. Jesus challenged not only Martha that day, but also those around him when in a moment he commanded Lazarus to come out. Martha's confession when she said, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God," was an acknowledgement that he was not only the Christ of the past, he was not only the Christ of our tomorrows, but he is the Christ of our today. We need to say in the present, we need to say in the now, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are still my lily in the valley. Yes, Lord, I believe you are still that small voice on the mountaintop. Yes, Lord, I believe you walk us across our rivers onto dry land. Yes, Lord, I believe you still can calm the stormy waters. Yes, Lord, I believe you can still raise the dead, heal the blind, the deaf, the mute, the lame, the brokenhearted, to cast out the demons, etc. Yes, Lord, I believe you can do it now. You can do it now." God does not want us to waste our lives away. He wants us to seize the moment. He wants us to seize the day. He wants us to seize the now and live for Him. To live our lives with purpose. To live our lives in determination. To say that today will be a good day. Then, in conclusion, let me say, it's not going to happen yesterday. So we must forget the past. We can't put it off till tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. It has to happen right now. And it will if we seize the moment and make it our own and just say, "Yes, Lord," and believe. "Yes, Lord, he did it before. He'll do it again." Our God is an awesome God. And Paul reminds us that for him, as he would for us today, to press on, to keep going, to be effective in ministry, by putting the past behind us, recognizing tomorrow has yet to come, and we just have today. And so, as he said in verse 17, keep your eyes on those who live, Jesus lives. Let us keep our eyes on him. Let us sing together a song. It says, in Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, the solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, what fears are stilled, what striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ, I stand. Let's sing the first two verses together, please. This is a beautiful song. It says, there in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he arose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. Let's stand together. We'll sing the final verse of this song. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power of Christ and through Christ to us, his people. And God, I pray today that you will use us and bless us, equip us, Lord, for whatever the task before us is today. And now, Father, we just ask your blessing. And as we conclude with our final song, may we go out and say, I want to tell what the Lord has done through Christ, his well-beloved Son. How my poor heart he sought and won. Can you wonder that I want to tell it? I want to tell what God can do for sinners lost like me and you, of sins washed white and garments new. Can you wonder that I want to tell it? So we're as a congregation, let's sing the first two verses of this song together. Thank you. third verse says what God has done. He still can do. His power can fashion lives anew. And all who trust him find him true. Can you wonder that I want to tell it? I want to tell of that glad day for which we watch, for which we pray. It must be near, not far away. Can you wonder that I want to tell it? The final verse together, please. Sung benediction this morning. Praise God. I'm saved. All's well. All's well. He sets me free. As our benediction this morning. Praise